Hey guys, welcome back to the Accent Avenue podcast with our regular people as usual.
Yo,
me, Mason, Harry, and we just got a new third host, which is Trey,
or Stonefire
Mine on YouTube.
What's going on? We're back here with another podcast. So, finally, after the long awaited, how long has it been?
It's been like 2 months now.
Yeah.
Let's not talk about that.
That didn't happen.
We've been uploading every day.
Let's keep a positive flow, not negative, guys.
All right. Anyway, we were just talking.
We weren't really supposed to record the podcast today, but we have nothing else to record because every fucking server on Minecraft is down except one server that we know exists.
Yep.
Yeah. Server that I am like restricted everything on. I can't even break blocks.
Yeah, you can break blocks on them.
Well, I can't. I can't even open doors in that server.
Right, so let's talk about that. I wonder why it's doing that.
It did that in 1.6.1. Yeah, they fixed it. Now it's doing it again. Because the thing is, there's like Minecraft updates and there's also server updates.
Yeah, exactly.
So that might be like a server update.
The server updates, no one ever knows about because they're random. It's like a patch kind of thing. You don't notice it. It's not an update, kind of. But, yeah.
So, I was so pissed off because I was like, all right, it's 6 o'clock. It's almost like midnight where Harry is. So, I'm pretty sure he's going to start recording soon. And I tried to get on a server, and I started freaking out. I was like, it's my computer. My fucking computer is broken. I spent all my goddamn money on this shitty computer.
Yeah.
So, then I, like, restarted my computer. I did all kind of shit with my computer, and then I restarted my router and everything. Then I called Trey and I was like, hey,
I try to get on a fucking server. BioShock. I don't waste my time playing Minecraft all living day.
Well, no, I wasn't playing Minecraft before that. I was just trying to get on Minecraft to get ready.
But yeah, we wanted to record a mini game or something, you know. But that didn't happen.
Wait, we can still do... Wait, oh no, we can't.
Yeah, no.
We can still do it once the fucking servers are up.
And also,
I thought we were going to do that.
We can't even record anything on Mason's server because Mason's server is fucked as well.
I was about to say something else, but never mind. I didn't know his server was down too.
That's not working, isn't it?
No, it's. I still haven't heard shit.
So that's kind of annoying. So it's almost been. It's about halfway through the entire month. And
yeah, they said they would stop charging me as long as my server wasn't up.
And that is quite a piss take, really.
Yeah, it is. So, last night I went to a comedy show and I watched Bo Burnham perform.
You tried to legally record it?
Yeah, I tried to legally record it. Well, I didn't try to record the whole thing. That makes me sound bad. I tried to record one part. And I was like, I seen like his performances on YouTube before, because that's how he became popular from YouTube. And I had seen this one part, and I think it's called like Left Brain, Right Brain, or something like that. And I know it's really funny, so I tried to record it. And like halfway through me recording it, the guy came up because I was in the opera seat, so he came behind me. I felt like Lincoln. I felt like I was about to be assassinated. So then he goes, you can't record that. He takes my cell phone, locks it, and he goes, if you want it back, go to the bar after the show. So I had to go get my cell phone.
Don't
you
have some of it still?
Oh, yeah, I still have it because he didn't open up my cell phone.
Well, he couldn't. He locked
it. I have like 5 minutes of it.
Oh.
But yeah, it was really fun.
So what did he do? Did he just try and open up the passcode and just keep on locking
it? No, he just grabbed my phone. I don't know. And he walked off.
Oh, I would have.
I was like, screw it.
I don't know, fair enough, but I was doing it illegally. Oh, that sounds really bad when you say, oh yeah, I was doing it illegally. And it sounds really bad, but...
I was just recording a part of his show, and they told me I couldn't do it.
Hold on. Crap.
Oh, she has problems. Alright.
She's having problems.
But, there was a government shutdown.
Yeah. I don't even know about it, because it's not in the UK, but
I don't know what it is, but it sounds scary!
It does. It sounds freaky.
It sounds really scary. It sounds like there's no more cops and shit. Like, yeah, it's a government shutdown.
Sorry, people were leaving my house.
Well, okay, no problem.
Fair enough.
We started talking about the government shutdown.
Yeah, do you guys actually know what it's about? Because, you know.
I have
no
idea.
What's it about? Okay, wait, you know, now you know, Mason?
I have no idea.
Okay, so what happened is the Republicans and the Democrats couldn't come to agreement about something. And until they do, all non-needed things in the U.S. are shut down, as in museums. Like, you can't really go to the Statue of Liberty.
Oh, that sucks. Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe post offices are shut down. I don't know.
No, post offices aren't shut down.
Nah.
Well, U.S. Postal Service.
No, because I still get stuff from, like, U.S. From, not the U.S. Post, the UPS and, like... I still get shit in the mail. I still get those fucking Domino's coupons.
Yeah, and a lot of people are, or what is it called?
Oh, they shut down loads of, national parks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are like, what did they call it whenever they put you off for a long time? Laid off. A lot of people are being laid off right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of messed up.
It's a bit annoying.
Yeah, that is. I was, I remember my grandfather went, the government's shutting down, because he's old and he's kind of crazy. So he made it sound so dramatic. I was like, it's the fucking Purge! We're going to die! Fuck!
By the way, I finally watched The Purge. That guy who was the insane guy who came knocking on the door, he reminded me of the guy from Panic at the Disco.
Brandon Urie?
Yeah, he reminds me of
that
guy.
Oh, is he just... No.
Okay.
It was they weren't insane. They were just killing people. That's what you do on The Purge. You kill people.
Well, I just call him insane. He's mentally stable, but he's insane.
No, he's mentally stable. He just wanted to kill that. I wonder what that homeless guy did. If you haven't watched The Purge, there was like a homeless guy that went into like people's houses, and
Yeah.
He was trying to escape like a bunch of teenagers that I guess they were in like high school or something, and they were trying to kill him.
Adults.
Yeah, they looked like they were almost adults, yeah. They might have been, like, college or something. But, I wonder what that homeless man did.
I think I couldn't understand the guy's voice, but I think the homeless guy tried to kill one of them, and then he ran away.
Yeah. Oh, no, I haven't even seen The Purge, or whatever the hell you're talking about.
It's a good movie, you should Google search it. I'm pretty sure you can watch it online for free somewhere else.
I'm pretty sure I can get it for you for free.
Did any of you guys see a Ted, like just Ted?
Yeah.
Oh, with the teddy bear?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll watch it.
Yeah, in 2015, Ted 2's coming out as well.
In 2015? I hate that so much.
Like 2 years.
They schedule movies for 2 years into the fucking future. What the fuck?
Oh, no.
Don't even tell me.
There's movies already, I saw the other day, I was on this website, and there's already movies being, apparently Avatar 2, apparently that's coming out in, 2015 or 2016, I can't remember.
Damn.
What's that about?
I don't know, but the first one got, I think, wasn't it, 7 Oscars or something?
It's top of the box office right now, actually.
Well, that was made in, last year, right? Or something like that?
Like 2 years ago. Oh, no, that's... Because I remember that's 3 or 4 years ago. I think. I don't know.
It was a long time ago. We can just say that.
Yeah.
apparently it's... And it's also rumored that Arnold Schwarzenegger is going to be a villain in Avatar 2.
Oh my god, I hate Arnold Schwarzenegger so much. He just sucks at acting.
I don't know. It's just every time I hear his voice,
I get mad.
I always think of Terminator, and I can't help, but I don't. Everyone's gonna get mad, probably, but I'm not a big fan of Terminator.
I'm not either.
Don't think I've ever watched it. I watched number one, a little bit of it, and clips of number two. So, yeah. Everyone's going to be like, oh my god!
Terminator's the best movie in the world! I'm the queen! Where's my butt wiper?
Oh God, this was another conversation.
Hey, I got a fact about Harry's country. What? Apparently, after the queen dies, they're gonna go like our government. They ain't gonna be no more queens and princesses.
Yeah,
that's what I heard. That's true. Well.
Aren't they thinking about abolishing the queens and kings?
Yeah, that's what they're doing.
I think they're gonna after have like presidents and stuff.
Yeah, after the queen dies.
Aren't you guys like the only country in the world that still has kings and queens?
I think so.
Damn.
Yeah, sure.
We might be. I don't know, but I know that it's gonna be really close. I think in the next like 2 or 3 years the queen is gonna die.
Hey,
bitch.
Ukraine, that's where like Chernobyl is and stuff, right?
Where what is, sorry?
Like, crap, Trey, what is it? Isn't that in Russia or something like Chernobyl or whatever?
Chernobyl somewhere in Russia.
Yeah.
On the border of Germany and Russia.
Can't you take like tours of that?
What's that?
Of Ukraine or whatever it is? Like wherever the nuclear thing is where like it's no
Chernobyl.
Humans.
Yeah. I think you can.
You can? I want to take a tour of that. That sounds really fun.
One thing, this is going to put a complete downer, right? But one thing I've always wanted to do, just to experience it, like it's one thing on my bucket list, is to go to one of the concentration camps in Germany, because they've got it's an open day you can go in there and kind of walk around. And one of my teachers have gone actually. That like because they told me last year or something about it, but apparently it's really like, I'm not sure if you guys know what I mean by eerie, like it's really kind
scary.
Of weird. It's not scary, it's like a little bit, well yeah, scary,
creepy,
but, yeah, that's the word. It's just like you always feel it's apparently like it smells really horrible. Smells like, apparently it smells like blood. And just
burning flesh smells bad.
And also when you walk around you can see like you can see like all of the bed sheets and how small it is. Oh, apparently it's horrible, but I've always wanted just to go there just to like obviously like give respect and whatnot and also just experience it. I don't know why. But that's one thing I've always wanted to do.
Oh dude, why. You know what I wanted to do this month? Harry, you ever heard of 13 Gates?
13 Gates.
No, Mason. Why would you want to go to 13 Gates? House of Shock, remember?
Oh, isn't that the haunted house?
I don't want to go to the House of Shock. That shit, I'm scared of that.
Come on, Mason.
Isn't that a haunted house?
The 13 Gates, I think that's like the scariest haunted house in the country, and it's where we live.
Oh. Yeah, but that line's too long.
Well, you can pay 20 extra bucks to get like VIP and you just skip the whole line.
VIP's probably a long line too.
No, you just gotta wait to go buy your tickets. That's it. And then whenever you VIP, you just skip the whole line.
I'm pretty sure everyone does that, so it's another line.
No. You don't understand how it works, Trey.
Apparently, I do.
I've always wanted to go to one of those things like that, but I'd always be so scared.
This thing. The thing is, in the 13 Gates, they're not allowed to touch you. Okay, like, if they touch you or, like, push you or anything like that, you're allowed to sue. In the House of Shock, it's a haunted house, but you have to, like, sign a release form. Because they can, like, grab you and pull you around and push you and stuff like that. That's what the release form says.
Yeah.
And that shit is scary.
That's why I want to go.
You guys ever heard of the movie Saw?
No!
I don't know. Anyway, we got this thing in a theme park called Thorpe Park, and it's called Saw the Maze. But and you kind of go around in your little lines. I've been in there before, and it is fucking terrifying. I went in there when I was in year 7, so around when I was like 11 or 10, maybe 10, I'm not sure. But I went in there and I was like right at the back. But the thing is that what I found out is if the more you scream and shout and stuff, that's when the actors will go after you. Like they'll try and scare you even more and more.
That's what they do in like 13 Gates and most haunted houses. Like if you're really scared, they try to scare you even more. And then if you act like you're not scared at all, they try to scare you. So there's literally nothing you can do to try not to get scared.
But what That's this why thing they did is. But yeah, there's this part where the lights are flashing, and you know when they're flashing so much that it kind of looks like everything's stop motion.
Mm-hmm.
Strobe lights.
Strobe lights. Oh, I forgot the word. But yeah, that happened in the thing, and I saw that we walked in with our line in our little line, and it was literally just me and like my friends and stuff. We walked in, and what happened was. We were walking around and it got to like near the end and I saw this girl like on this little step and I saw her and then it did the stop motion thing and she went. I was just like, oh shit. And so I'm shitting myself and then all I see, all I hear is, fuck! And this girl has just jumped across from like corridor to corridor like Ezio out of like Assassin's Creed style and I almost shat a brick, right? I literally... As soon as I saw her, I clenched my fists and just punched myself because obviously you're not allowed to punch them because you know.
I could see that. I'm gonna punch myself because I'm so fucking scared.
I was just like, "Fuck!" And I just because I went to hit her and I kind of just went and just hit myself in like the shoulder, and that really scared me. I think that's the only haunted house thing I've been in. Like I haven't been in anything like because I've seen people's vlogs or videos from like America obviously, and people do stuff like that and that looks fucking insane.
Yeah.
So yeah.
But while you were saying that, I had thought of this thing and my friend Kevin, he had this little test on me. All right, mm-hmm. And what he does is they take like a little cardboard wall thing, and you put one hand on the side of the cardboard wall, that way you can't see it, and the other hand where you can see it, and they put a mannequin hand in front of you, okay? And they take, like, a pencil or a brush or something, and they had a little paintbrush on me, and what they would do is they would, like, brush it up and down my hand, and, they would do it, like, with the mannequin hand and my actual hand at the same time. That way, and what your brain does is like it adopts that mannequin hand and it thinks that that hand is your actual hand. So what happened was they took a hammer and they hit the mannequin hand and I got so scared. You have no idea. And the thing is, I thought that's never going to work. That's never going to work. It's not going to scare me at all. And I got so scared because I thought they were going to hit my actual hand.
Amputees actually feel pain. If you hit their arm, where their arm or leg used to be.
You mean crippled people from, like, the waist down?
No, like, amputees. Like, if you hit where their limbs used to be. Like, if you hit, say someone's missing an arm, if you hit where the arm used to be, actually, they'll feel pain and shock.
Like, if you hit the air next to their arm?
Where it would be.
They would get scared. They wouldn't actually feel it.
they still feel it. It's, I forgot what they call it. It's, phantom limb. Phantom something like that. You still, your body's gotten, was so used to a limb being there that it will naturally just feel pain if something was hit there.
Yeah.
I found out that, that you can still, like, if you've cut off, like, half of your leg.
Mm-hmm.
Then, sorry, then, sorry, someone just messaged me on Skype, I need to, yeah, and so, if you can feel as if, like, if you've amputated half of your leg, you can still feel as if you're wiggling your toes and stuff. I found that out the other day, because I thought that was really interesting. That'd be weird, because you wouldn't be able to see, like, you could think that you're wiggling your toes, but you can't feel like your toes kind of scraping against each other when you're doing it. Mm-hmm. So that must be really weird, the feeling of that.
You know what I always thought? Because, like, some people have strokes, so they can't control, like, part of their body.
Yeah.
I thought, man, it must be so frustrating to just look at your arm or something. And you're trying to make it move, but it's not moving.
Oh, God, that must be so frustrating.
That must be so annoying.
Just move
the arm and it's not moving. You're just like, fucking move it.
Like, I know how frustrating it is to, like, try to wake up in the morning and I'm not waking up because I'm so tired. And that's frustrating alone. I can imagine just like having an arm and you're like trying, and your brain's trying to tell it to do something, but it's not doing anything.
Oh god, that's so annoying.
That must suck.
I'll be going crazy if that happened. Like, I'll probably actually start crying. If I saw my arm, I was just like, all right, I'm going to move that onto my keyboard. I'm going to move that to grab like a glass, like a glass of water or something. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, all right, grab it. My brain's telling it to grab it. Why is it not happening? I'll just be like, oh my god, why is it not happening? Something's wrong with me or something. I'd just probably start crying. I don't know why. That's what I would always thought would happen.
I have a question.
Crazy.
All right. The thing is, whenever I wake up, I have really, really vivid dreams. Like, lately, like, in the past few months, I've been having really vivid dreams.
What do you mean?
those dreams. Oh, the dreams are funny every time you tell me them.
So, the thing is, yeah, I have really vivid dreams and weird dreams. But, no, what I was trying to ask you guys is, like, in the morning, I wake up, and sometimes I think I'm still dreaming. So, I kind of feel weird, so I touch my face and stuff. And I'm like, huh. So, what I try to do is I try to put my hand through my hand. Because, for some reason, you can do that in dreams. Because, like, there's something with, like, your left brain and your right brain, like, doing stuff. And so, like, whenever you try to move your hand through your hand, your hand doesn't know when to stop. So they just keep on going through each other. It's just like a knife through butter.
Oh, shit. One time, I want to tell you this story. This is one of the freakiest dreams. Honestly, it felt so real. And I was almost... I woke up and I just started crying. And this was, like... And this was, like... 2 or 3 months ago, right? So I was just like, all right, I'm dreaming about, I can't remember what I was dreaming about. And then I wake up, I know I'm awake, but I'm still dreaming, and I'm trying to talk, but my brain is telling me not to talk at the same time that it's telling me to talk. So it's kind of like, what the hell? And I'm trying to open my mouth and stuff. Like, my hands... Like, I couldn't see. Like, it felt like the entire room was black, and all I could see was, like, my hands grabbing my face. And I was trying to open my, like, I was trying to open up my jaw and start talking, and it wouldn't work. And I was just like, what's happening? But obviously, my jaw was, like, locked. And then I finally opened it, and I was just like, talk. Fucking talk or something. And I woke up, I was in tears, I was just like, oh my god, it was just a dream. It was like the most horrible thing ever. And leading on from that is me and my friend were talking about this the other day, like a month ago, and then I was talking it to someone else the other day, sorry. And we were saying, what would you do if just before you woke up your mouth had, like, let's say scarred over? And it was just like there was no mouth there ever, and your nose has been blocked as well. Like, that's been,
and
like,
you couldn't breathe.
And you couldn't breathe. But just before,
well, I would be dead.
No. Yeah. No. Like,
well, I would be dead. I would not be alive.
I would be cutting a hole where my mouth used to be.
Yeah. Like, that's what we were saying. Like, what would you do?
Oh,
like,
I would do that thing from Saw.
Just before you woke up, you literally just went. You took one deep breath, and then you closed your mouth, and then your mouth just suddenly just scarred over. I think I'd probably wake up, and I'd probably go crazy, but I'd be scared to try and breathe out in case my cheeks fill up with air, and it, like
and
rips,
it pops.
Tears the skin.
You know what I would try to do?
What's that?
I don't know if it was in the last Saw or the Saw before the last one, but you know the guy where he has, like, head in a tank, and the tank fills up with water? And he has, like, a pin next to him, so he undoes the pin,
stabs
his neck, and he can breathe through the pin. Oh. I would try to do something like that, but then I'd probably kill myself in the men's stomach, so I don't know how to do that.
Yeah, I was saying that I'd probably cut where my mouth was or something. Like, I'd probably cut a really small hole where my mouth was.
Like you're breathing through a straw.
Yeah, because if you do it too big, it will hurt, and also...
You do know if you do that, your skin will actually start to heal itself again, so it'll just close up again, so you have to make a big hole.
Yeah, you would have to, like, rip open your mouth.
Yeah,
if, like, you make a little hole, it'll just flap over and you still couldn't breathe.
Yeah, like, I'd say, because it wouldn't hurt, but, sorry, I gotta be a bit quiet, but, it'd be a... come on, talk, Harry, you fucking dickhead. I would cut like a small hole in my mouth so that I can actually breathe, and I'd probably run to the hospital instantly after that and be like, look, I woke up scarred over, and in fact I'd probably try and write it down because I wouldn't be able to talk. but that's what I'd do. I think that'd be one of the scariest things, like drowning or suffocating. Yeah.
So real quick, isn't the Xbox One and the PlayStation 4 coming out this month?
Next month.
It's in December?
No, November.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was November.
Anyone else think that this year's gone past so fast?
For me, it has. It's gone past really fast.
For me, it has. Especially whilst doing YouTube and meeting loads of people. That's been pretty awesome.
Yeah. But next month's my birthday.
Your birthday. See, yeah, my birthday's in like 4 months and 20 days. Oh God, 20 days. yeah, my birthday's in March next year, so it's quite close to Christmas, and it's quite close. So I know that the thing is that I'm going to Gamescom next year. So for my birthday, I really want like a good camera, so I can
record vlogs and stuff.
Just get some footage of it. Of the games and stuff. That'd be awesome.
So, Trey, what you doing for my birthday?
Nothing,
yeah. Because we never get each other anything for our birthdays.
We say we are, but never do.
Usually we just hang out with each other.
That's it. That's our gift,
just being there.
Just being
there. The comic relief of each other. That's what it is. But I think, I really want to get the Xbox One, like I was saying.
Yeah.
I'm too lazy to get it. I don't even have the money for it either.
I'm probably going to end up having both. It's just which one I'm going to get first.
Xbox One I want to get first.
Because I want to play Dead Space. I mean, Dead Space. Dead Rising 3.
Oh my God, that looks so good.
Dude, did you see like the commercials for it?
Yeah.
The drawback distance on that thing is so far.
No, the thing is that I cannot believe that they've actually allowed it so that you can just get out smart glass, click here, missile will drop down. That is fucking amazing. That is what technology is about.
The thing is, this one actually is kind of scary and not so goofy like the last ones.
Yeah, the last ones have been really like kind of goofing around, bit silly kind of. Yeah, but
this one's a little more serious.
This one's even more serious, even though it's a fucking game. But if I get the Xbox One, then I'm definitely going to do that. I'm definitely going to buy that.
I like how there's a Blu-ray player in it.
I'm happy you both have money.
I don't have money for it now, but I mean, my birthday's
coming up. No, I don't have money, but I'm probably going to get it for Christmas.
Probably going to get it for my birthday. If not my birthday, then Christmas. Yeah, that's probably how it's going to go.
But yeah, I love how they're now making it so that, one, it's Blu-ray, so it's HD as fuck, and games will be 60 frames per second instead of 30, which is going to be so good. I was watching a friend's stream the other day, and he was streaming at 60 frames per second instead of, like, you know, the usual 30. And I thought, fucking hell, this guy's computer must be insane. Like, obviously, my computer, your computer, all our computers are good, because otherwise we wouldn't be able to record quality videos or anything. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I was just thinking, shit, this guy's computer's insane. But then I just thought, well, I get higher frames than 60, like, frames per second. But it was just, it's because every time I watch a video, it's always been rendered in 30 frames per second. I was just watching it, I was just like, what? This is, because, like, I've never seen Minecraft, like, look so fast in my life, because it's always been that kind of laggy game or anything. But yeah, just thought I'd mention that, because it's just... Oh fuck! It just seemed really weird when I was watching it.
What was it? Oh yeah, I showed Harry a magic trick. What I can do?
I was fucking impressed. You literally. All right, so let's go.
Explain what I did. Go ahead and explain what I did.
So he picked up a card, right? We were on webcam. He looked away. He said, pick a card, or he picked a random card for me because obviously he couldn't see where I was pointing to, and I can pick it up. He said, pick a card, whatever. And I'll just say it now. So it was a six of hearts.
Just say any random card because it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I think it was six of hearts anyway. But and he put it back in the deck, and I can't remember what did you do. You did something. You were just like, oh, yeah, so when's your birthday?
I had shuffled the deck, and then I asked him whenever his birthday, and his birthday was on the 3rd of March. And March is the third month, so I added 3 and 3, which equals 6, because 3 was too low of a number. So I took out the top 6 cards, and I showed him the cards, and none of the cards were his card. And then I had put them all together, and I had slapped them out of my hand, and I had one card left, and it was his card.
Dude, you need to do a YouTube video on that, I think.
That'd be awesome. Yeah.
You should. You should do that or something. You could do that like weekly. That'd be an awesome idea.
I did that on my second channel. I have like one video on my second channel.
Yeah, the egg thing.
I don't have that on my second channel anymore because I felt like that was stupid. I have the behind the scenes of.
I was thinking of making a thing like a second channel. But only when I get bigger. Like by the time I get like.
Well, the thing is, I made a second channel right now. Because, like, I didn't want to start becoming bigger, and then someone took ABC Gaming 2, and then I would have to, like, try to figure out something else to make.
I've got loads of different ideas. Because, what I might do is put, like, random clips on it. Like, if there's something, like, a funny moment that I caught on camera, instead of uploading that to my main channel.
Yeah, something I'm going to start doing, but I don't have a very exciting life, so.
But yeah, that's what I was thinking of doing. But only when I'm bigger, so because there's not much point being like 42 subscribers. Now only 10 of you will go subscribe or 5.
I think I have like 4 subscribers on my second channel.
See, I that one thing that I get really pissed off at is if I was just like, right, go over to my second channel, guys, and then I get more subscribers on my second channel than my main channel. Like I've seen YouTubers have that, and I'd just be like, oh great, so I work so hard. For my main channel, and then the little funny clips that I make, my second channel, I get more subscribers. It's just like, oh, fuck you.
Oh, man, I've been seeing that viral thing everywhere, and it is annoying.
Dude, I've been getting emails from them.
Does anybody actually use that?
I don't think they do, but I've been getting emails just like, so you've been wanting... Look, I just went onto my Gmail. John from Viral. I don't ever remember fucking signing up for this bullshit. I miss you dearly. All right, I'll read this out. Ready? I'll read this out. It says, I miss you dearly. I notice you haven't done much with your Viral account. What? I don't even have one lately. It says, I notice you haven't done much with your Viral account lately. This upsets me. In fact, you brought me to tears. I am really embarrassed to show you this video, but I wanted to let you know how I feel. I'm obviously not gonna play the video, but I might watch it later. What? What? Fuck.
Well, your email sound. Why is everyone's Gmail? I like Yahoo better.
So you're literally the only fucking person in existence that lives in 2013 that has a Yahoo account.
I like Yahoo. Gmail is confusing, and I don't know. I'm a hipster.
Hotmail, YOLO, Swaggins.
Oh, dude, does that still exist, Hotmail?
Yep.
What else was it? Like, fucking AOL?
Life.
Yeah, AOL.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I remember I had an AOL account, and I gave a little girl that. I think it was like, I had a really weird name. I think it was like a bunch of A's. I remember it was just one letter a lot, repeated a lot. Like two letters, a certain amount of letters.
Oh, God. I hate the old cheesy little names that you used to make for yourself. Just like, oh, yeah, my name is,
Funky Monkey 13.
Yeah, my name is Cool Skater 358.
I remember whenever I first got an Xbox Live account, and I tried to think of, like, the coolest name ever, and I remember...
Trumpet Player 45.
Yeah, that was my first ever Xbox Live name, Trumpet Player 45.
I remember one time when we were...
Well, yours wasn't any better. You had fucking the pure dragon. That was it.
Shut the fuck up.
That was his. Just a pure dragon. Nothing else.
Oh.
Well, I had a better Minecraft name than you.
Mine was Hazard BW. That was it. And then I changed it because I thought because then I found out about like Call of Duty clans, and I was in a clan of, and it was like three picks, so like epic. And then I decided to, I was just like, yeah, I'm gonna go out. I'm gonna buy 800 Microsoft points. I'm gonna change my name. And then it was XX three pick X. Yeah, it was XX three pick X. H4ZZ4XX.
Was that like the cool letters in Xbox Live? Just like Z and X? Like if you had that in there, you were kind of cool.
X and using numbers for letters. So like 3-pick being epic. Z wasn't that
popular, but X and numbers, yeah.
Yeah. I remember I got so much shit for Trumpet Player because I played trumpet at the time in school. And I remember I got so much shit for that in Xbox Live. There was like, yeah, they call you Trumpet Player because you go with stuff in your mouth. I was like, screw you! Because at the time, I didn't want to curse in front of my parents. I was really young. I didn't want to curse in front of my parents. So I was like,
I remember whenever I was...
Screw you, man!
Listen, I remember when we were at school. I asked you what your Minecraft, what your Xbox Live name is. He's like, it's a bunch of numbers and a bunch of A's. I'm like, what?
Like, someone had asked me for my email, my MySpace email. I remember that. Someone had asked me for that. Yeah, for my MySpace email, and it was my area code at yahoo.com.
If anyone can guess my MySpace, then feel free to add me. I haven't been on it in so many years.
I went on it like a month or two ago.
I think since I was 9.
I have MySpace. I just don't have the email anymore or the password.
Yeah, I haven't even been on it since I was like 9. Fucking hell. That is a long time ago.
I went on it a long time ago, and I used to look at the pictures of me whenever I was like 7 and stuff.
Do you know what I did? I used to play Mafia Wars.
Oh, I used to play that all the time.
My dad had a second account.
And it was so shit. It was so boring. There's nothing to it. You literally was just like, okay.
I loved it. I fucking loved it. No,
it was literally like, attack. I won.
That's it. That's it. That's
it was literally like this. Attack. I won.
Yeah. And then you get the occasional attack. Oh, fuck. I just lost loads of money.
That's exactly what it was, too.
Yeah, my dad had a second account, and he used to play it. And he had a second account because he had over 700 friends that had, well, not friends, but like people that added him so that he could get loads of like more items and stuff. My dad was a fucking pro at that. I remember he literally, every time it updated, like I think it went from like you can go to Cuba, and then it went, oh yeah, you can go to Moscow. My dad and usually you have to get to a certain level or like a certain amount of money to get it. But my dad, literally, whenever there was an update, he'd instantly get it. That's how fucking pro he was at it. Just like Jesus Christ, he's kind of sweaty on it. He really was.
That was the shit back then.
Oh fuck yeah.
And there was nothing. There was nothing to it. If you were lucky, every once in a while, you got like a picture of somebody.
Yeah.
That looked like they were in the mafia.
Yeah, that and Yeovil, not Yeovil, fucking Farmville.
That's on Facebook, you stupid idiot.
Yeah.
No, it's on MySpace as well, I think. No, it's not. Yeah, I think it is. It's on Facebook. Yeah, it's on both, but no, it's another Zynga.
I used to play poker a lot.
I used to play Dragons of Atlantis a lot.
Zynga, Texas Hold'em.
Yeah, I used to play Texas Hold'em a lot.
I used to always play that. Even though I was so young, I started gambling. I was just like, yeah, I'm going to get all this fucking money.
I didn't even know how to play. That was the thing. I didn't even know how to play, so I was sitting there going...
Did it do something? I used to play different card games with my dad, my mom, my sister, and like my family.
And that reminds me. Alright, keep going.
Yeah, and then it was so funny because it's just the thought of seeing like a 9-year-old just be like all in, yeah, no, cut, no. It's just the thought of that.
I didn't know what any of it was. So I just click and hope that I did something.
Oh, I remember one time I was just like, all right, I'm gonna go on Facebook. I was just like, oh, I'm so, it was a really annoying day. Like I got really pissed off. I was just like, All right, let's go on the computer. Let's play some poker. So I played it. I was just like, all right, I'm getting really pissed off. I don't care if I lose all my money. Let's go in a tournament. I won like 30,000 off of this little thing. I was just like, let's play more. Let's play
more. My aunt, because the thing is, you could buy little cards for extra tokens and stuff, and they were like $5 a piece. My aunt got up to like $300. Like, she paid like $300 for like tokens on that game. I remember that one time.
Oh, there was a thing. It was in when I was like 10 or 11. There was a little girl. I think she was like 6 or 7, and she. And she asked her mum for her credit card details because she was playing Farmville and she wanted to get, like, loads more crops and stuff like that.
Oh, here we go.
She wanted to get more money. She spent £600 of her money on this thing. And, she never actually even got it back. And I was just thinking to myself, if that was me, I would go fucking crazy at the kid. I would be like, what the fuck do you think you're doing?
What did she play it on? Like, her computer? Like, her laptop?
Whatever she
played it on, like her laptop or her iPad, I would sell that.
I wouldn't blame the kid. I would blame the adult for giving their child their account information and didn't say anything.
I would probably sell that. Like, if it was like a if I'd sell my account, I'd get rid of all of my friends and I'd sell my account. And then I'd make a brand new one if that were me. But I was just thinking, if that was my kid, I'd go crazy.
I would sell whatever she played it on.
I'd be like, look, you're not ever going to have my credit card details again.
I'm taking your iPad.
Yeah, I'm going to nick your iPad and use up all of your Farmville coins.
Oh, that'd be a dick, Dad. Motherfucker.
No, you know what? Points. Fuck I'm you. Using them. No!
Now I'm going to use I'm all your points. Your I'm wasting it on all the fucking carrots. You just got 10 grand worth of fucking carrots.
I'm killing your pigs. No, don't do that. No. Oh, Daddy, no, don't break the corn. No, I'm breaking it.
I'm breaking the corn, motherfucker. I'm inviting Jenny over to your farm I'm giving her all your carrots.
No, Daddy. I'm giving her all your coins soon. No, Daddy, why are you doing this?
Yeah, that'd be a fucking dick move, wouldn't it? Just sell it. Just sending all your crops and stuff over to over to your friends. Just like, yeah, sure. Let's give this to Mason.
She talks a lot about in school that she hates.
That'd be so fucking annoying. I'd just be like, you what?
Oh, you know what I always wanted to do? I always wanted to get in a water balloon fight, and instead of like having regular water, I would boil water and then put it into the water balloons.
I'm never water balloon fighting with Mason.
Or put him in the fridge and freeze him, and then there'd be like rocks.
There was this vine that I saw on Facebook, and it was
the one with the water balloon that knocked the kid out.
Yeah, they threw it out of a window. They're just like, hey, I don't know what his name was. Let's just say it was Max. He's just like, hey, Max. And then they threw this water balloon at him, and it didn't explode. So it literally just hit him, and he just fell into the. He just fell on the floor. Oh God! I was just
the balloon just pops 5 seconds later.
it hit him in the back of the head, and it didn't pop, and it hit the ground, and he got knocked down.
That was
That's how did he get knocked out from a water balloon? Is it partially frozen?
There was a collision with the floor.
They were on like the second floor.
How did he get knocked out before when the water balloon hit him though? Like, see, there's a water in a plastic.
Well, listen, they were like on the second floor of a house, and they threw it from the window, and it hit him in the back of the head. And I guess because water is heavy, yeah. So like, it hit him in the back of the head, and I guess it hit him so hard that it just knocked him out.
But dude, I just can't believe that actually hurt.
Yeah, I was surprised by that too. I was like, damn. But I guess I'm trying to think. Crap.
We need more gaming topics.
We do. We were talking about that before this. We were like, what are we going to talk about?
Xbox 360, we're done.
No, but GTA Online, anyone played that?
Not yet. I haven't beaten the campaign, so I'm just kind of waiting.
Oh, you haven't done that yet? Oh, my God.
I'm waiting till it's on PC.
Yeah, loads of people are doing that. Apparently it's rumored that it's coming out. It's
I haven't be played it much.
This year as well.
I haven't played it much since I killed Mark Zuckerberg or whoever that impersonator dude is.
Life Invader.
Yeah,
guy.
Life Invader guy. Yeah. I haven't played it much since that, so I'm still kind of at that part.
Yeah, I've completed it. It's a good ending. I'm not going to say anything to spoil it, but it's yeah, a fucking it, good ending.
I can't, the online
is so
good. Grand Theft Auto having a good campaign, I just can't believe that.
This Grand Theft Auto is way different from most of the Grand Theft Autos.
Carry on.
What I was saying, because when you say something like that, I think a Call of Duty person is saying, this is way different. That's what I think.
Yeah. But like, it's way different. It has 3 more guns.
Oh, that is annoying as hell. It's like every single year, everyone's just like, oh my God, I can't wait for the new Call of Duty. It's the same as the one that came out 5 fucking years ago.
It's exactly the same from the last one.
But yeah, that's what I think when y'all say that.
No, but this is literally really
Yeah, it has
good.
Like a storyline and everything to it. It's really different. It's completely different.
It's got a lot of Easter eggs. It's a lot better than GTA 4. If you've ever played GTA 4, it is fucking 10 times better. I hate his Italian little stupid fucking voice. and even if you get sick of one of the characters' voices, you can just skip over to another one.
Yeah, you can switch over to another person.
Which is
I really like that, how you can switch over to people.
Mm-hmm. I think that's cool.
So yeah, I don't know what's been happening. So maybe Grand Theft Auto 5. I'm optimistic about it.
You're being optimistic about it?
Yeah.
Oh fuck, but that is one thing I can't stop playing GTA Online. Because I'm not joking. Even if fire
everywhere. That's how it's gonna happen.
even if any of your friends aren't even online, you're not even playing in a game with them. It's just a thought that you can just go around and kill someone, grab their money, and leave. I've done that to many people. I have to tell you a story as well in a minute. It's so funny. Some guy was holding up a store, and I was just about to go in there and do the same thing, and he chucked the money on the floor. But as he was throwing it, I killed the guy that was robbing the store in the first place. So I killed him, got 100 from him, and got 2,000 from the cash register. So yeah, that's actually an amazing idea if anyone's doing that.
And then Harry, after this podcast, he spent 10 grand on a Grand Theft Auto 5, and his dad blew up everything he had on Grand Theft Auto 5 and said, fuck you, I'm giving it all to Trey. Alright, so I guess that's pretty much it for the podcast, because we're going to end it here. So
yay, I can start.
Thank you guys for listening to the podcast, and if you're watching this on iTunes, I just dropped my sun kissed. Alright.
If you're watching this on iTunes, then make sure
to this on iPods.
If you're listening to this on iTunes, then definitely do subscribe to Accent Avenue Podcast or
www.youtube.com/user/accentavenue.
Yeah. So have a look at that, and then all of our podcasts will be going up on that as well as iTunes. So if you're watching it on YouTube, then definitely follow
us.
Go look at my 9 or so videos.
Go look at Trey's 9 or so videos. And if you don't know who we are, once again, I am the ABC Gaming, or Mason. Harry is Hardback Wing.
All together.
Yep.
Or Harry. Yep.
Yep.
And then Trey is Stonefire Mine. So go check us out on YouTube. So I hope you enjoyed the podcast, and we will see you guys next week. Hopefully.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Yes.
Bye.